Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There's no Fritz here, Ike, as he remains on paternity leave. But we've missed Jack. So we thought to ourselves, what could we do? You know, Fran did an okay job. Buzz has done a good job, but they're not Jack. So, you know, I'm sure you've read about this. Technology has gotten to the point where artificial intelligence can kind of like think for itself. And you can feed artificial intelligence the information about a person, and the artificial intelligence can almost like think as that person. So we decided to take every single piece of info and audio that we had about Jack, and we were given the opportunity to create an artificial intelligence version of Jack, which we did. So we have an AI, Jack Fritz, that is sentient. It thinks on its own. It gives answers on its own. The only difference that we can't seem to fix is that this version of Jack is always completely honest. He can't lie. So every answer we get is the real answer. Well, I don't know. So I figured we would try this out. We still have another couple days without Jack. If it works, we can have Honest Jack on even more. So I because he always tells the truth, we'll call him Honest Jack. Honest Jack, I guess what we want to know at first is, how are things going with your new kid, Sutton, right there on paternity leave?
Things are really great. I'm so thankful. I'm staring at Twitter for hours per day, and I'm watching a ton of Phillies highlight videos. I'm really catching up on everything I've only watched 25 or 30 times and trying to jack that up to 50. I'm eating really well and, of course, thinking about Bryce.
Wait a minute, Jack. Honest Jack. You're thinking about Bryce and staring at Twitter. Aren't you supposed to be at home on paternity leave helping with Sutton and Walk?
Are you crazy? That's what Jill is for. Also, our parents are helping out. Jill is taking care of the kids. My mom is shoveling outside. My dad is setting up the new baby's room. And Jill's parents are cleaning up and cooking me my favorite meals. I'm a special boy. Bryce is so talented and good looking.
First of all, this sounds just like Jack.
It is. It's AI. It's Honest Jack.
Oh, my goodness. And what that's scary in itself.
And what does Bryce being talented and good looking have to do with any of this?
Why is everybody else over there working and he's not?
Yeah, Honest Jack, I thought on paternity leave you'd at least help a little. I guess not.
Look, Spike, I'm mommy's special boy. I'm the only boy. The best boy. Mommy knows the show is really called Fritz and Friends if I wasn't stabbed in the back by Nepotism Boy over here.
Whoa!
Wow.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Now I'm afraid of what could be next.
Yeah, well, Honest Jack, I guess that's how it's not really that
that's
surprising.
How he feels?
Wait a minute. If you're the only boy and the special boy, what about your sons?
They're fine. But I'm the special boy. Here are the rankings of special boys. Number one is me, Jack. Number two? That's Bryce's spot. He's the second special boy. Trey Turner is third. I'm fourth. And then Walk and Sutton are tied for number five. But they've got time to grow. I want them to earn it. Man, Bryce Harper is so talented and handsome.
Hold on.
And handsome?
And handsome. Honest Jack. But Honest Jack is number one and four in the special boy rankings. Honest Jack, you rank your children below Bryce Harper and Trey Turner on the special boy rankings?
Well, what's their OPS? Bryce had a great season.
Okay.
What's the kid's OPS?
What's Sutton's OPS? He just got born
just
a week
got
ago.
Here. Yeah, he just got here.
He should still rank ahead of Trey. Well, I guess that's really what he's thinking. All right, Honest Jack, before we let you go, any thoughts on the Eagles game on Sunday?
Yes, and Because I'm honest, I'll tell you, there's nothing I want more than for the Eagles to lose and Jalen to throw 5 interceptions. Too much Eagles talk, not enough Bryce. Man, we get a loss on Sunday? Hello, Kenny Pickett and Bill Belichick next year. That's Honest Jack's hope. Bryce Harper has such strong, sultry arms. Honest Jack, out.
Whoa. Man. He's gone.
I don't know if I could take much more of Honest Jack.
He's the number one boy.
Yeah.
The number one special boy. Yeah.
Sound like these could be true feelings of Honest Jack, man.
Yes. That's what it is.
Yeah, so a lot of bright, lot of Bryce love there.
A lot of Bryce love there.
No real work being done by him at the house.
No.
I see.
Bryce Harper has such strong, sultry arms. He said,
"Sultry arms." I love it.
The Twitter question. There he is, Honest Jack.
Honest Jack.
We'll have to see if we bring back Honest Jack tomorrow. Technology is really amazing. So,
man, that was scary.
Yeah,
man.
How many times does he need to watch the Phillies video yearbook, by the way?
Well, he said he's trying to get it up to 50 times. He said he's catching up on everything. He's only watched 25 or 30 times.
Yeah, he was so happy about that yearbook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know that I need to relive the 2024 Philly season. It was fine.
I'm trying to figure out, like, at what point am I looking forward to in that yearbook?
Yeah, the first 2 months of the season? Because really, the first 2 months of the Philly season were amazing.
They were, yeah, when they jumped out, best team in baseball.
They were incredible. But then after that, it was really, when are they going to get good again?
Yeah.
And then they got their asses handed to them by the Mets.
The movie doesn't have a happy ending.
No, not at all.
And to be honest, not to derail the show and going to Philly's baseball, but man, everybody outside of Philadelphia feels pretty good about the Phillies this year.
They do. I saw their
holy cow.
I think it was CBS Sports it was either CBS or ESPN did a grading everybody's offseason, gave the Phillies a B.
Gave the Phillies a B,
which is a very positive rating. They're still, I see in the power at the ESPN power rankings, I think the Phillies were number 2.
Number 2 behind the Dodgers.
It's tough,
I
right?
I don't know.
Now the Mets are tough because they don't have everybody that they had last year. They did add Juan Soto.
Yeah, who did they lose? Who did they?
Well, the JD Martinez isn't there.
And Pete Alonso, right?
Pete Alonso isn't there. The OMG guy, what's his name?
Iglesias
is not there. Like all these guys, Vientos is still there, right? Yeah, and they haven't, and they like so. They added Juan Soto,
their pitching's
not really any better.
Right?
And they signed Clay Holmes to be a starter, right? The Yankees closer they signed to be a starter. So I just like, I guess if you're just looking at it objectively, the team in the East, like the Braves, you assume would be healthy and would be good again. Maybe we are. Do you see that? And are we too hard on them? Or
it seems like it.
I know the preseason odds as of right now believe the Phillies are 3rd in the NL East, but 5th in the NL in terms of like win total.
Okay. In terms of win total.
Yeah.
Third in the NL East in win total.
Behind Braves, Mets, then Phillies.
Okay. Wow.
But fifth in the overall National League. So they're saying it's a stacked division.
They're basically saying, okay, they're saying the division is pretty good.
Yeah.
It was good last year.
Braves got hurt. They're healthy.
The Braves got hurt, and they were still a pain
in
the ass
for
most of the year.
Down the stretch. Yeah. They almost run down the Mets.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah.
They still made the playoffs. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the Braves did make the playoffs, right?
They played a doubleheader on the final day with the Mets, and they both got in.
Yes. Yep. Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
That seemed like that was forever ago.
It does. Speaking of the Mets, you know who's still out there? Max Scherzer. I was trying to convince myself whether we should float a one-year deal out there to Max Scherzer.
Justin Verlander signed with the Giants.
He did. Yep. Yep. These guys are like, 42 years old?
He's been around forever.
Something like that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. With Jalen Hurts back, should the Eagles' offense on Sunday let it rip and be aggressive or play it safe? 88.8% saying let it rip. 215-592-9494. Big V in Mount Laurel. You're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's happening? Well, hold on. I'm sorry. I forgot that I had you on speakerphone. Oh, my bad. Well, was you on mute? But anyway.
a lot going on,
but,
Big V.
But Big V, you still have us on speakerphone.
Yeah, well, I'm busy shaving my pubic hairs.
Big V, no, very funny, but no speaker.
Well, it's not speaker. I'm driving, and the car has Bluetooth.
Well, that's still a speaker.
That's still a speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
yeah, tell V's got to pull over. Pick up the handset. Broke the number one sports dog rule.
Speaker, mute, all at once.
Yeah. Not getting to the
three
point.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah. Bad joke in the beginning.
Yes. Scott in Orlando, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, Scott?
I'd like to see what you think, by the way, Ike. Tanner, he saw the receivers super quickly and got the ball out of the game. So, obviously, I want Jalen to be the quarterback. However, what can the coaching staff do to, get Jalen in the beginning of the game to hit those short productive passes and, set a tempo that then they can carry through, for the entire game? I'd like to see him go for – I don't want him to do crazy stuff, but I'd like to see him play a really well-executed game.
I'm with you there. And as far as those quick, short throws, only thing the coaches need to do on game day is just call the plays. I mean, it's up to Jalen to get the ball out of his hands quick and get it to where it needs to go, right? Like, if that's what it is, we saw that in the Pittsburgh game. So we know that he's certainly capable of doing it. I just don't think this Packers defense is as good as that Steelers defense is. Now, some numbers may prove me wrong, but I it doesn't feel like this Packers defense is as good when it comes to stopping the run. And so there's going to be opportunities there in the passing game. There certainly will be opportunities there. And then listen, if Jalen comes out and he's hot, I'm sure they'll keep dialing him up. Like it was one thing about coaches, when something is working, they'll keep going to it. I don't think they're going to abort the passing game. I would be cautious with calling a bunch of longer developing plays, right? When we go deep to AJ, it's usually 1, 2, 3, throw it up, let AJ run under it. It's not these where he's sitting back there holding the ball, waiting on plays to develop back there. So I think you're going to get a quick passing game Sunday.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He isn't 6'6", and he Tanner looked pretty impressive. And then when he was talking on the show the day or two after that, I was really impressed with his whole attitude about the team, the quarterback room, and everything else. I think, I don't know. You got to talk about money, but I just think the proof's in the pudding. If you got an asset there that is doing what you want. Now, there were a couple passes he was lucky. He said he threw a couple of passes in the triple coverage, and they should have been intercepted. They weren't, which was great. So that was good. But, if the coaching staff could, get Jalen to get off a few, quick short passes, just create some tempo there at the beginning of the game instead of waiting till the second quarter or later.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, they did it in the Pittsburgh game, and thank you for the call. And
I mean, that's what I go back to, the Pittsburgh game.
And I keep saying, when you go back to these games, they have quick passes dialed up in the beginning of the games. We missed them. I said the same thing yesterday. I can tell by going to my text messages, because Ike is mad that we're not running the ball more early. those plays, I think, are there. And I think what we saw with Jalen in the Pittsburgh game, then we saw with Pickett in the Dallas game, and then we saw with McKee in the Giants game, I don't think there's too much different than what was called there. I think those plays are there, and those are safe plays for Jalen. If you're worried about him getting hit in the head,
right? I agree.
Those are quick plays.
Get him out, yeah.
That get him out of harm's way. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get hit by it. Somebody's trying to sack him. He's not going to hit going for a run. 215-592-9494. We're in the new year. Everybody has New Year's resolutions. Ike over here has a New Year's resolution. Maybe you do. Treat your health better. Most resolutions are about health. You want to eat better. You want to exercise more. You should do the same thing for your dog or your cat. That's what George Perrenti, the lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, says. So maybe your cat, a little fat. happens with cats. Maybe your dog has a little bit of an allergy thing. Maybe needs a supplement, whatever. Maybe needs better food. Dogs and Cats Rule is going to have the solution. And the best thing is that every one of those seven locations, not only do they have top-of-the-line food, local products as well, not only do they have great supplements and toys and all that stuff, but the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, all seven locations, are going to be able to answer your questions about pet nutrition. And it's a hard thing. You Google that stuff, you end up with 10 different answers. Dogs and Cats Rule, every one of those people is going to take time with you, be patient, and get you the right answer. There are seven locations. In Pennsylvania, there's Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. In Jersey, there's Pennington and Princeton. If you want the exact locations, I want you to go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Big V, not on the speakerphone, is on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had you on mute.
there he is.
He's still going.
Yeah. Hey, look, since I held for 2.5 hours yesterday and didn't give my answer, the best hair for men had to be the guy that played Uncle Jesse on Full House.
Oh, John Stamos did have quite a
John
hair.
Stamos, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good hair.
Yeah. But, look, I'm not worried about it. They got to go for it, of course. But like Ike said, Jalen has to be aggressive and smart, especially in protecting himself. And, you know, we're in a situation now where it's win or go home. And I know that they're, you know, the coaching is preparing them right now to avoid being hypervigilant or the defense chasing the plays and getting to settle in and let the play come to them. And I know that they've been coaching him up on doing those, you know, passes just like the Pittsburgh game. Let's get some short passes. Let's get our running game to keep their defense on their heels. And, you know, every now and then drop a couple of bombs and exciting plays. But as you guys were saying earlier, yeah, the Eagles are not the most exciting team in the NFL, but they are winning. And if I had my choice to be an exciting loser or a consistent winner, I'm going to take the win.
Oh, for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, winning's the most exciting thing.
Well, especially this time of the year. And that's the one thing about the postseason is that
there's no bad wins.
Yeah, there are no bad wins in the postseason. Yeah. It's about surviving advance. You get to the next round. I don't care what it looks like.
That's right. It's about that grind. It's about getting to that trophy. Now, we went through the thing of the team sacrificing, you know, individual efforts for the sake of us getting to the big dance. Now, that's the only thing that needs to be proven. Let's get out there, show them the consistent – well, and, of course, you have to give Jalen credit. He has been consistently improving himself every game. So if that continues on, I don't see a problem with us hoisting that trophy up in New Orleans.
He's been
I agree. I think he'll be stronger next week and then in that NFC championship game.
I just don't think he's improved every week. I think he had a great game against Pittsburgh. I actually think he went backwards for about a month there before the Pittsburgh
game. When they were running
game.
The ball. He had like three straight games where he was under 200 yards passing. It was like one of those games, like 112 or something. Yeah.
Where the players dwell. Well, yeah, it was.
We have to be under 200 yards. I mean, you got Saquon Barkley. He doesn't have to throw, you know.
That's true. That's true. that is true, Spike.
Lamar Jackson's got Derrick Henry, right?
Spike, I know you want the big play. You want the exciting play.
No, I don't. I don't. No? I want those early plays that we saw against Pittsburgh. That's what we want. I don't care about the big plays. I really don't. Okay. Here's why, Big V, is we have – The playmakers we have on offense, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Saquon Barkley, if we get them the ball on the move quickly, those turn into big plays. So and thank you for the call, Big V. I think the thing with people think with big plays means the ball's got to be in the air for 35 yards.
Right.
That's not true. You know, A.J. on a crossing route, you go ahead and tackle that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or Devontae on the same thing, you go catch that guy. So I think, or we haven't been able to do it successfully all year, but the screen pass to get Saquon out in space, we can break big plays when the ball is not in the air for more than 12 yards or 15 yards.
See, that's what I mean. But I need Kellen Moore to have the plays dialed up, let Jalen be Magic Johnson back there, get the ball to Kareem, get the ball to Michael Cooper, Byron Scott on the wing. You know, who's Kurt Rambis?
On the Eagles?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
because Rambis was in the starting lineup.
He's picking Goddard.
Had to be the only white guy in the, in the whole frame. Yeah.
By process of elimination,
pick one of the white guys.
There's really no one else.
Yeah, I wanted y'all to say it though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, so
it's not Lane Johnson.
You're safe. Yeah.
Well, no, I leave out the old lineman. I'm just going with the five skill positions. Yeah, man. Let Jalen just distribute the ball, man, and let our guys do it.
I think that's as much on Jalen as it is on Kellen. You know?
You're right. You're right.
Take those throws, man. Take those throws. And don't, you know, I the one thing I do think happened, we talked about it before that Pittsburgh game, is I do think he became almost paranoid about turnovers and got risk averse.
Oh, no doubt.
Things that weren't risky,
right.
Almost felt risky because he was a split
second
behind.
He was not letting the ball go.
Right.
For sure.
Yes.
Definitely. Which... Listen, at the rate he was going in those first four games, we were happy that.
Right, yes.
Yes. Then it was like, well, okay, well, now we're starting to miss opportunities where you could give guys chances. So, yeah, hopefully that Pittsburgh game is something he can draw back on and still have that feeling.
Yeah, it's such a shame that he got hurt after that Pittsburgh game because we're not able to see if that was something to build on because he only got a few passes out of the Washington game.
Yeah, what, two drives, right?
I mean, he threw four passes.
He threw four passes.
And one of them had the big Saquon run.
Saquon run,
You know, so, yeah, I it's a shame that we didn't get to see what happened afterwards. Now, look, we saw Pickett, we saw McKee pass the ball pretty well early. Maybe they, as a team, discovered something as well, and maybe we just saw it with a different quarterback.
Right.
I don't know. And because I do think
well, they had to like what they saw with Pickett and McKee out there.
In
right? From just how the offense was operating in the passing game. So that's also good. That's good film for Jalen to see. And it's like, okay, boom, boom, boom. Not, you know what I mean? Because it's nothing wrong with watching someone else, especially if you're injured, go in there and play the position that you're playing and you're watching how they're playing it. And so if you're seeing them make the easy throws and those sorts of things, that I think as a player, you sort of digest that and you implement that to your game, right? I mean, that's what I would do.
It's like when Embiid said that he learned how to shoot by watching white guys on YouTube.
Right.
You know? Like, sometimes you're in it too much and maybe even taking a step back and watching the tape of someone else do it can inform you. It's like, I'm making this more complicated than it maybe even is, you know? All right. Rather, Buzz, because Jack's not here. We should add an Honest Jack to top five. Yeah. Honest Jack, top five. I don't know if any of us would survive. So you have top five next. You want to give us a hint as to what we have to look forward to?
It's a bit of a callback to yesterday's 5:30 segment.
Couldn't let it die.
The 5:30 segment yesterday, you should get it on podcast if you haven't heard it yet, the Ike, Spike, and Fritz podcast. The 5:30 segment yesterday was outrageous. There was just more squeezed into that 23 minutes of content.
I'm serious. I'm like, how do we get all this into that one segment?
Yes, I was literally exhausted at the end of it. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get
every
home.
Minute was a high leverage minute.
Yes, it really felt like it. Yes, Chris is going to kill me.
That's a good way to describe it, Buzz. Yes. Every minute was a high leverage minute. Yes.
So top five of five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.